I lie in my bed, buried under the covers with my head in the pillows. Everything I've done was so that Sebastian and I could be together. Now I see it was all for naught. I never thought that all we've done would lead to the moment when I would see him float away from me in the abyss of space. This can't be how it ends. I will not accept that he is gone forever. My pillows are soaked in tears, and I've refused to move from my bed for the last 2 days. I've locked the doors and barricaded myself in here. I just need time to figure out how I'm going to survive without him. If his memory is gone, then he won't remember the times we've shared. Our first kiss. Our first embrace. His threats to make me his meal. All gone. As is my soul. As is my will to live. Kyra, please! My mother calls from outside. She bangs on my door relentlessly. Kyra, please open this door, my father says. I can't face him. I can't face anyone. It's too painful. Everything is just, I don't know.
Kyra, are you okay in there? Why won't you come out?
I hear Monica ask. I wipe my eyes and nose, then sit up in the bed. I try to clear my groggy voice as best I can. The hours I spend crying each day have made me weary. I can barely focus my eyes 5 feet in front of me. Yes, Monica, I'm fine. I'll be out in a minute.
That's what you said yesterday, and the day before that.
She responds worriedly. Please, just give me a moment to myself. I flop over onto my stomach and plant my face into the pillow again. I'm sorry, Kyra, but you've left me no choice, Father says. The bolts on my door crack. I turn around and sit up at the loud snap. I look up, and my father has ripped the door off its hinges. My whole family pours into my room with concern in their eyes. Unable to hide any longer, I remove the sheets from over me and sit with my legs crossed on the bed. My Kyra, my daughter, don't do this to yourself. You have to think about us as well as your child, he says. Here. My mother hands me a plate of egg in a basket, along with some strawberry jam. You need to eat. You haven't eaten anything in 2 days, she says. With my fangs out, I pick up a piece of toast and bite into it. It makes my taste buds tingle. I'm sorry the rule of three chose Sebastian. Nevertheless, you can't isolate yourself from the world because of it, Father says. The Count of Arias makes his way to my bed with grief written all over his face. This is the first time I've ever seen him reveal such emotion. I'm sorry, Kyra. This is my fault, my failure. If I hadn't been such a coward, it would have been me who was chosen, not my son, he says. I swallow and take another bite. My gaze stays on the plate as I'm not able to look anyone in the eye. The courting moon's glow no longer gives me pain, but it still illuminates my skin from time to time. What I once welcomed as a sign of hope now serves as death itself, a constant reminder of what I've lost. Monica and Isaac hug me tightly.
Don't do this to yourself, big sister. He's going to come back someday, says Monica.
I pat her head and smile at her innocence. If only it were that easy. I finish the toast and wipe my hand on a napkin. The sorrow in me is maddening. I've gained the world, yet lost my purpose. There has to be a way I can find him.
Sister, says Evangeline,
her mate, Tyrone, by her side. She hands me a report, a glimmer in her eyes.
My mother, Queen Maria, has finally surrendered. The last of the coven members have laid down their arms. Verinia is secure, she says.
The news is met with little relief. It's finally over, yet my mood is unchanged. She knows why. They all know why. Because of you, Kyra, I have been resurrected, as have many of the people you care about. Sebastian may be gone, but you have a piece of him here with you. The baby will need your strength and guidance. You'll have to teach the child about its father, inform the child how Sebastian's efforts saw the creation of a new and better world. Your mate will be with you always, Father says. The finality of my father's words feels as if a red-hot dagger is stabbing my heart repeatedly. I take a sip of water.